You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A report was recently released by CNN following a nationwide investigation of how sexual assault kits are being handled. The report detailed hundreds of instances over the last 8 years that involved 25 law enforcement agencies in 14 states, including here in Idaho, where sexual assault kits were destroyed prior to the statute of limitations running out. Now, this report actually prompted Washington State's Attorney General to issue a statewide order to not destroy the kits. Idaho State Representative Melissa Wintrow was quoted in that CNN story saying the entire country has to do better and there should be more training for law enforcement. Representative Wintrow is joining me live in studio to talk more about this. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So I have to say, I was fairly surprised to see Idaho in that list, and here is why. You have been on the program before, and we have talked about software that's been developed by our Idaho State Police Crime Lab that tracks these kits through the criminal justice system. We've been able to actually bring people to justice. How did we land on this list?
Well, this CNN article was 2 years in the making, and they've been reporting in a great investigation. It started out, I think, in North Carolina when a police chief said we had inadvertently destroyed evidence, and that started them on their investigation for over 2 years. When I spoke to them, I said, you know what, I'm really proud to be in Idaho because we actually are in the lead in the country. Now, in 2017, we actually passed a law, one of the best laws in the country, to preserve evidence. Mm-hmm. So we're preserving evidence now 55 years and minimally 10. So that report was being done over the last 2 years, and we have taken care of that problem.
So we had instances before all of this was implemented in Idaho.
Yeah, and it's pretty understandable, actually, because folks, if there's not standards and protocols statewide, different agencies might release different evidence and so forth without really realizing it's important not to do that, or maybe a case has been completed and so forth. But we know now that we need to probably preserve those longer in case there are other hits in the database system. So I think some of it was inadvertent, and everybody was so supportive that bill passed unanimously.
Well, what's interesting to me, too, is because of the software that was developed here in Idaho, as you said, I mean, if all states are holding on to this evidence, they can put this into this software and see if there are any.
Well, the tracking system's a little bit different. Well, it complements the preservation bill because what's really nice about the number one, the software's being requested throughout the country, and we're the first state in the country to actually implement this. And what's great about it in the area of preservation is that it's actually tracked in that system. So when it's going to be destroyed, victims can actually see that. So they actually have the opportunity to petition a court or police or whomever it is to say, please don't destroy it, and here's why. So it's a great mechanism because victims can also, when they report the crime, ask law enforcement for notification. Mm-hmm. And then again, they can track it in that system and see if it's going to be destroyed and basically preserve their own rights.
And that's huge.
It's great.
And what's interesting to me about this was after that report came out, there were reforms that were being called for across the country. Idaho's already been implementing some of these. You've talked about some. Talk to me about the SANE program.
Yeah. Again, you know, we have been on a system of reform for the last 3 years. We basically pass laws to preserve evidence, to track it, to process it. Last year, we realized that victims were being, their insurance was being charged for the medical forensic exam. We took care of that. And now we have a statewide grant where we're actually training nurse examiners statewide so we can have a more uniform way to collect the evidence. Mm-hmm. So it's collected properly and a more, I would say, trauma-informed way to do so. So in January, we have 3 trainings coming online. We're going to train almost 60 nurses. There's still a few slots left in Pocatello. And even if the slots are filled, we encourage you to contact us to get in line to get more training. So
talk to me about, you know, having it more uniform when it comes to how you collect this evidence, because I think there would just be an automatic assumption that, well, you're a medical professional. You should know how to do this.
No. You know, nurses are great, caring, wonderful people, and they want to do the job the best way they can, but they're not trained on how to collect evidence. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to understand and be trained on the techniques to collect that evidence properly, preserve it properly, and get it to the crime lab. Because if we can't collect evidence properly, what good as collecting it. We have to make sure we can actually utilize it to hold someone accountable. These week-long certification programs will culminate on Friday each week, and with an invitation for local law enforcement, prosecutors, and other stakeholders to come together, and in the hopes of creating a sexual assault response team. So people are coming together in the community collaboratively to make sure that victims are being treated with compassion and dignity, and that we're actually, again, collecting the right evidence so we can hold people accountable for the crimes they're committing.
I'm speaking with Idaho State Representative Melissa Wintrow, talking about a recent report from CNN about rape kits being destroyed, but then also the reforms that Idaho has already been implementing. So is the SANE program something that's unique to Idaho, or have other states been implementing this?
Yeah, sexual assault nurse examiners are all over the country. What we found in Idaho is that some of our rural hospitals just don't have the resources to send their nurses to training and to then help their communities. So we're really looking at helping our rural neighbors to make sure that folks don't have to travel to an urban center to get the treatment they need. And the grant has covered, I think, 25 collection sites with the equipment they need, so they're appropriately staffed and so they can actually do their jobs.
Mm-hmm. So this is an online program then, or do they have
to travel? It's in person. Yep. We have one in Lewiston, Meridian, and Pocatello. And like I said, almost all those seats are filled. We're still looking for a few more folks to come on board. So if people are interested, please call and we'll hook you up.
And so with this grant, did I read that the hope, I know you said 60 right now, but is the hope to train what, in the 250 mark of nurses, or
yeah,
what are we looking at?
We hope over the course of time that we're going to train a lot more nurses. So the grant also covers the hiring of a sexual assault nurse examiner for statewide coordination. And we just hired her through the state police. And basically her job is going to be to ensure that folks are trained throughout the state. We'll follow up on that. We'll coordinate that training so the evidence is collected properly, making sure the protocols are followed, and being that connection to make sure everybody has the support they need. Mm-hmm. This is a vital position that we are so happy to have, because that is a great support for folks statewide. And again, making sure we're doing uniform, high quality collection.
It's key, though, with that uniformity.
Correct.
Because if, let's say, this were to go to a court case, if something wasn't collected properly, that could unravel.
Right.
An entire case.
Right. And think about the nurse who, who didn't have the training, how badly he or she might feel. Right. So, again, it's so important to support people with the knowledge they want and need, mm-hmm, and to keep that ongoing and keep that training fresh and to train more people again. So victims are getting the proper support as well as the evidence is being collected so it can be used.
I think it's interesting, too, that it's not just about collecting that evidence, but it's training and that idea of emotional support.
Right.
In that moment. And also, many of us have heard about how evidence is collected, yeah, after an assault. It sounds so highly invasive.
Right. This is the one crime where your body is the crime scene. And so it's already hard to, I think, report that. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more helpful if somebody is with you who's compassionate, who understands trauma. These exams can take a few hours. So it's essential that we have the appropriate training for folks that can really be there to support somebody who's been victimized as they go through such a really hard process. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole goal here is I am really proud of our state. We are really trying to make reforms to make sure that when somebody comes forward, they're treated with dignity and respect and they get high quality service, because that will actually, it's bittersweet, right?
Right.
It will actually increase reporting, I think.
It's always interesting, too, because we make so many lists in Idaho. Many times we're on the bottom of certain lists. It is refreshing, especially with something as serious as this, to know that we're actually on the forefront of this.
And here's how I will give the credit to the teamwork. I am so proud of this team. I found them through the Idaho State Police Crime Lab, the sexual assault response team that was developed. And it's got prosecutors, the courts, defense attorneys, law enforcement, community advocates, nurses, et cetera. And when you have a group of people that come together in the trenches doing the work, and you can facilitate good discussions and say, what do we need, and pull the red tape out it's successful. And I'm just so honored to work with them and to carry the legislation that's been coming out of that team.
So very quickly, if there is a medical provider who wants to sign up for this class, how do they do it? And I'm assuming it's free since it was a grant.
Yeah, the training itself is free. And then we just ask the hospitals to send their nurses. They can call the Idaho State Police. They can call. I can leave the number here.
Yep, leave it here. We'll put it on our website.
And they can call that number and they can call me. We'll connect them.
Sounds good. I appreciate you coming in. My guest today, Idaho State Representative Melissa Wintrow. Thank you so much for
coming in.
Thank you. Absolutely.